Oh yeah, almost forgot. And I was welcomed, but it was very cliquish. And I didn't 100% feel comfortable there. And the people are very nice, and I found my sponsor in there. And it was good for a while, but then somebody told me about this 3 a.m. meeting. I couldn't sleep, and they told me about this 3 a.m. meeting, and I went to it, and I fell in love with the group. I made it my home group. I go to it every night, except when my internet is down. And I know it sounds crazy, 3 a.m. meeting. Are you insane? But I get so much out of this meeting. It's a two-way prayer meeting, and I get so much out of it. It's mind-blowing how the people share from their heart at this meeting. I recommend it highly to anybody who wants to try a two-way prayer meeting. But anyway, I joined OA Footsteps, and I've been hooked on it ever since. I do a lot of service, and I joined the security committee, and I'm doing waiting room on most of the meetings, and I keep myself busy. And I also have some sponsees now that I'm giving back to. So I feel like all around it's a good deal. And when I first came in, I saw step four. I thought, you gotta be crazy. Nobody in their right mind is gonna do this step. I thought, there's no way. And when I saw five, I was like, oh no, oh no. I can't do that. And I was able to not only do the fourth step, but I was able to do the fifth step. And that was a miracle. Because I didn't trust anybody, and water. Water is a good thing. I drink a lot of water too. Who would know this? From tons of alcohol to water. Anyway, I was able to do my fourth and fifth step. And then came six and seven, and I knew I had character defects, and fear ran my life. And I never thought I'd see the day where I have less fear than I ever had in my life. I went to my doctor, and she's always telling me, "You got to stop overeating. You have to bring it back down to a normal eating habit. And you're going to die if you don't do this. Your blood pressure is up. Your diabetes is bad. Your COPD is bad. Your asthma is bad. What are you doing to yourself?" And somewhere along the line, I stopped wanting to kill myself. And I embraced life. And I no longer want to die. And that's another miracle, because of this program. And I'm grateful for that. And my relationships with people changed. They turned more healthy, which was mind-blowing to me. And once I got to know my defects of character, I humbly asked them to remove my shortcomings. I also had a lot of hard time with the word God. I have a higher power. I don't have a God. I have a higher power. And I wish to call this higher power, higher power. And I found meetings in Footsteps, the neurodiverse free thinkers meeting, and a couple other meetings that are geared towards people who are agnostic or atheist and or free thinkers or rationalists. And I really find these meetings to be very helpful, and I'm glad I get to go to them. And Started my eighth and ninth step, and I didn't have a lot of people on my list, but they were important. And there's one person in particular who was on my list who I took off because she was psychotic, and I didn't want anything to do with her. And I thought it best to not put her on the list. And so far, I haven't had any contact with her, but I was able to do a ninth step with a couple of people. And I still haven't done my mother, but I'm going to do that soon. And then the maintenance steps, 10, 11, and 12. I really like step 10 and 11. I love step 11. Like I said, I have a higher power, and I rely on my higher power heavily. And my higher power guides me through things, helps me with my decisions. I relied heavily on whether to do this meeting or not. And I remembered my old AA meetings. Every month we would have a celebration, and everybody who was celebrating that month would get to speak at this meeting. And I thought with another member, why don't we do that here? Why don't we start our own meeting? And I got help from a lot of good people, and we actually pulled it off. I can't believe we pulled it off. And anyway, so I'm doing step 12 now with sponsees, and I have one in particular who's doing swimmingly, and she really got a grasp of the program, and it's fulfilling to help her. I now understand what paying back means. And anyway, I'm doing really well. I got some promises in my life, and I can't emphasize enough how much this program means to me, and how much it's possible to get this, to actually get abstinent. It's possible to do it. I'm proof of that. And anyway, thank you for letting me share. I'll stop now.